Did you have an early association with a radio station?
Oh, not an association, but of course related to KOCY particularly because they carried the Oklahoma City Indians.
KOMA, you were a mail clerk.
Dad got me a job there in high school. That was when KOMA was located in the Biltmore Hotel downtown Oklahoma City in those days. Now the Biltmore's out west. That was the very early part of television, so radio was still dominant. And I was just a gopher, a mail clerk, sorting the mail. I learned all the counties in Oklahoma because Eddie's Corner Store, Eddie Koontz, had a disc jockey show. He'd get most of the mail, and I had to catalog which counties the mail came from. Then I got to watch the announcers and watch everybody in the station learn what they did and how they did it. So that was a big education.
What we're doing here, as you look back, everything was being laid out here for you.
Exactly. In fact, I really think the good Lord sort of guided me through all this. The falling out of the window, could have easily died, and it kind of set the basis. And my dad was smart enough to see where my interests were, and I just kind of think it's a guiding hand there all the way around.
And the fact that he got you a job at the radio station, was that intentional? He knew you had an interest?
Yeah, he knew I had an interest.
And so you came in as a mail clerk, and then I'm sure we're mesmerized by watching these guys in the studio.
Well, more than really mesmerized, I was really observing. I didn't sit there and make notes. You just watch what they're doing, how they're doing it. And gosh, those people that worked at that station, KOMA, later in life, Joe Jerkins was an announcer. You called a booth announcer in those days. Later, he was the general manager of Channel 4 when I worked there. So we went way back. It was a great education, on-the-job training, so to speak.
Lee Allen Smith and you were classmates at Classen?
Yes. He was 1 year older. But I'll tell you this, in junior high and high school, there were national fraternities. National. I was a Pi Kappa Pi at Taft Junior High School and Phi Lambda Epsilon at Classen and Kappa Alpha at OU. I've spent years in fraternities, which were just kind of legal gangs in those days. Lee Allen was a Phi Lambda. We've always been great friends.
Was he the outgoing guy then and the organizer then?
Well, you can see it developing. Yeah, he's always getting it done.
After Classen, then you go on to Oklahoma University.
Yes, it's just almost like the people at Classen said, let's get rid of him, because I just was such a bad student. And there's Fred, my little kitty.
Here's a cat who's just jumped up on the table and is curious as to what's going on.
I love Fred.
And, my kitty. And Fred has got a personality, no question about that.
Oh, he's a wonderful cat. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I finally got out of class. And
why did you go to OU when you knew school was so tough for you?
College education. That's the way it was done in those days. Then, of course, my brother was a Sig Alf, but he had gone in the war, World War II, 4 years older. He was a Phi Lam, and my friends were in KA, so he got really mad at me when I didn't pledge Phi Lam and pledge KA. I just raised holy hell when his freshman year. Didn't go to class. 18 hours of F because I didn't go to class. Just so immature, such a stupid thing. And finally, my brother called Dad and said, Dad, he's writing hot checks all over Norman. They're calling me because Dad gave me $500 for the whole school year, and he paid every bill there was, books, tuition, fraternity house bill, and had $500 just to spend. It was gone before Christmas. So just totally immature. Everything I was doing was just ridiculous. I majored in drama, which was stupid. Just how dumb I was. Mrs. Lauder called me in and, okay, you got to take stagecraft, which is building sets. I said, I'm not taking stagecraft. She said, yes, you are. It's required. And I said, well, I'm not taking it. She said, young man, if you want to graduate, you're taking stagecraft. Well, I never went to a single class. Just dumb things like that. So many hours of F and failure and everything.
If you'd had better grades at OU, could you have stayed in school?
Well, in those days, they weren't like they are now. If I'd made grades like that now, they'd kick you out. Well, they called me in actually at OU and said, young man, you're wasting your money and you're wasting our time. Goodbye. So they, in fact, kicked me out, really.
Right.